Now, it's a very familiar text to all of us. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. In Romans chapter 1, Paul tells us that one of the ways that wicked men and women try to functionally deny the existence and the perfections of God is by ceasing to give thanks, by not acknowledging that what we have, everything we have, is a gift from our Creator. And the reality is we don't think about being ungrateful as being a great sin, but it is very offensive to God. Because when we are ungrateful, what we're saying to God is, you owe me the things that you've given me. I deserve these things. I'm entitled to these things. The reality is when we understand how holy God is and we understand how sinful we are, we have cause every single morning to wake up and say, thank you, God, that you have not given me what I deserve today. Because if you gave me what I deserve, I would be in hell right now. But you have withheld from me what I deserve, and you've given me so many things I don't deserve. As a matter of fact, it was Jacob who had it right when he said, I am not worthy of the least of your mercies. And what this text is reminding us of is that everything you have, whether it's spiritual blessings, financial blessings, physical blessings in terms of health, every bit of that is the gift of God. Every material possession you own, the fact you have a bed to sleep in, all these things, every creature comfort you enjoy, all of these things come from the Lord. And what James is telling us is that God is the fountainhead of every blessing you have in your life. But the verse doesn't only tell you that he's your sustainer and your provider. It also tells you something else about who God is. It reminds us that God is immutable. He is without variation or shadow of turning. When we talk about God being immutable, we say that he doesn't change. We don't just mean that God could change if he wanted to, but he just chooses not to. What we mean is, it is his very essence that God cannot change. He cannot change himself in any way, shape, or form. It's something of a paradox, but the Almighty God has some things he can't do. And changing himself is one of the things he cannot do. Neither can he be changed by a mere man. Neither can he be changed by a devil. And aren't you so glad that the God that you worship today will be the same tomorrow and the next day, even forever? And there's a connection here between the fact that God is immutable and that he's our provider. And I can illustrate it best this way. Years ago, when my kids were little, we got a bill. I don't even remember now what the bill was. But we suddenly got a surprise bill we weren't expecting, and several thousand dollars, and we didn't have the money to pay for it. And so I was anxious in my heart about it because it was a surprise, came out of left field. And so I told my wife and my children about it. We sat down in the living room and we prayed to the Lord and brought before him the need. I can't even remember what the need was now. The Lord took care of it the very next day. But I'll never forget one of my children said to me after we prayed, and I just expressed my anxiety, said to me, well, Dad, the Lord has never failed to take care of us, and I'm pretty sure he's not going to change tomorrow. And I wanted to say, be quiet, but stop being the spiritual one. But it was so true. And that's what the text is saying. That the God who has provided in the past will be the same God tomorrow and the next day and the next year. And we can rejoice in that. Part of worship, a major, inseparable part of worship, is returning thanksgiving to God. And we can talk about material blessings, financial blessings, all those things. But the greatest blessings are the spiritual blessings. That he has sent his son to die for our sins. That his righteousness is ours by faith. That he's given us the Holy Spirit whom the world cannot receive. He's given us the Bible in our own language, his own written word. We are such a blessed people. And let's not forget he's also given us one another as God's people, as the church. So this morning, let's return praise and thanksgiving to our great God. Let's open in prayer. Our Father, we praise you and thank you that you are the giver of all good things. And we thank you for these things because we are not worthy of them, Lord. You give us air to breathe. You give us a sun over our head. You give us a place to sleep and a roof over our head, cars to drive, food to eat. Father, we thank you for your son, for not withholding your son, but giving him up for us all. We thank you, Father and Son, for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your church. We thank you for hope that the promises of God give us, sure hope that this age is not all there is. There is an age to come. And this morning we have gathered in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, wanting to sing your praises, wanting to hear your word read and preached, wanting to join our hearts together in prayer and enjoying the fellowship of the saints. It's a small little foretaste of heaven. And we pray that the Spirit of God would be present with us, that you would exalt your Son, that you would convict us of sin, but you would also comfort us and encourage us and assure us and build us up in the most holy faith. And Lord, we ask not only that you meet with us, we ask you meet wherever your people are gathered in the name of Jesus and all the world, that this day will be a great day for the advancement of your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.